Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The online mattress business keeps growing, and one of the draws for consumers is that companies typically give them free trials for anywhere from a month and up to a year. Our reporter Stephanie Yang joins us in a moment to discuss how some people are gaming the system. First, some money and market news you should know. Do you really need a foot-long receipt when you've just bought a few items? And come to think of it, do you need a paper receipt at all? Some New York City lawmakers say no, and they're considering a ban, specifically on receipts coated with a chemical known as bisphenol A, or BPA. Some studies have determined that the chemical at high levels could harm the female reproductive system. If you think the pet insurance industry is all bark and no bite, think again. Just 2% of U.S. pets are covered, but that adds up to 2 million pets, mostly dogs. Pet insurance premiums have more than doubled in the past 4 years to about $1.25 billion. And where sales of individual life insurance policies have been declining, big insurance companies see plenty of room for growth in the pet insurance sector. This week, MetLife purchased the Pet First Healthcare Insurance Company and says it will add pet insurance policies to its menu for employers' group benefit programs. And much like the pet owner's health insurance policy, pet insurance has annual premiums, deductibles, and copayments that are tied to claims stemming from accidents and illnesses.
Discover Italy's most fashionable city with WSJ Magazine and Indigare. Join WSJ Magazine editors for behind-the-scenes access in Milan as you visit ateliers and galleries, meet Italy's most essential designers, attend the annual WSJ Magazine party, and much more. Book this once-in-a-lifetime trip at indigare.com/WSJ Magazine or call 212-988-2611.
Casper, Tuft & Needle, Helix, those are just a couple of the dozens of online mattress companies that have popped up over the past few years. You order a mattress online, they deliver it rolled up, and the major perk is if you don't like it, they have a money-back guarantee, anywhere between 90 and 360 days. But that's had an unintended consequence, customers signing up for what seems like a never-ending series of free trials. And Wall Street Journal reporter Stephanie Yang is on the line with us to explain. So Stephanie, you know, people are using these mattresses and sending them back. This is not like just sending back a small product. These mattresses are pretty large.
Right. What's going on with the, the kind of new mattress company of today? They can actually deliver it to your door and it's compressed into a neat box. So that makes it much easier for them to field deliveries. And then when they're getting rid of them, a lot of these companies also offer pickup. So they'll send someone to go get your mattress from you. So you really don't have to do anything at all.
Take me through the timeline of them picking it out, trying it out, sending it back, and how much time do they have to use it?
So the most common home trial period is 100 days. So if you look at any of these online mattress startups, most of them will advertise or say on their website, 100 day free trial. And a lot of them actually, interestingly enough, won't let you return it or encourage you to use it for at least 30 days before returning it. And so what you can do is basically you order it online, you pay up front, they ship it to you. And then as long as you return it before the 100 days are up, then you will get that refund. And then theoretically, you could move on to the next mattress company and the next one after that.
So they want you to have it for 30 days just to be sure that you can feel the full comfort, feel, I guess, every day of the week. Does it feel good before you decide to send it back?
Their stance on the issue is, you need a good amount of time to get used to a new mattress.
But you spoke to people who actually have missed the deadline of when they have to send it back.
In order to make sure that you reach the deadline, talk to people who, would set up calendar alerts and have, emails kind of ready to go. And then the problem is if you miss it by one day, then all of a sudden you're stuck with this mattress that a couple of people, they didn't even really like the mattress that they ended up with.
There are some high profile companies that advertise the fact that they can give you a mattress on a trial basis. But there are enough mattress companies out there where people can do this for a year or even more than that.
When I was, researching this story, I just did a little quick Google of all the mattress companies I could find, wrote them all down and wrote down their trials. And these trials stretch from 100 to even 365 days. So you could try out a mattress for basically a year and still return it. Basically doing a little bit of research, not taking more than an hour or so, I found enough trials that would last me maybe 8 years.
Oh, wow. So you've got your betting set and very little out of pocket.
Yeah. I mean, you do have to put some money up front because you have to pay for the mattress. And then when you ship it back, you have to pay for the next mattress. So there is some capital involved. But theoretically, then you would get that back after you return it.
Well, it makes some sense because we're in a generation now where consumers actually welcome the idea of renting and trying things out. It's like we've had a bit of a cultural shift when it comes to consumer habits.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I found, you know, talking to some of these people, it's very much kind of a young millennial take where you just try things out, you send them back. So you see things like subscription service for clothes or furniture and things like that. And so it's kind of an interesting way of doing it with a mattress, which is one of the products that is generally not as easy to try and then send back the way you would a t-shirt.
And, you know, mattress companies, they advertise pretty aggressively. Consumers have a lot of choices, but are they too many choices?
Yeah. So the sheer number of online mattress brands out there, I think the number is around 175, according to one mattress review site, is just staggering. And so, you know, I talked to people who are also, you know, when they were doing these trials, I was asking them like, well, what mattress did you use here and here? And they were like, I honestly can't remember because there's so many names. And then one guy I talked to, he had the idea of doing, you know, a 365-day trial. And, you know, you search once and all of a sudden you just get all of these ads for all these different mattress companies. And in the end, he just got so overwhelmed that he was like, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to go to a furniture store and pick out my mattress there.
Well, not everyone games the system like this, but are the mattress companies okay with this?
Generally, what they said is that the rate of return is low because there is a hassle involved in this. And so a lot of consumers, what they do is they buy it and then they're like, you know, it's too hard. I'll just keep it. It's fine. It's a fine mattress. And so generally, Tuft & Needle got back to us and they were one of the mattresses that one of these mattress turners ended up with. And they said about 95% of their customers end up keeping the mattress anyways.
Okay, but if people do return the mattress after a month or a year, this is now a used mattress. What happens to the mattresses?
So that's another point of contention with this, because obviously there is an environmental impact. A lot of mattresses end up in landfills. According to the Mattress Recycling Council, recycling of mattresses is on the rise, but they estimate, based on, you know, a survey done a few years ago, that in the U.S., there are 20 million mattresses thrown out per year. And so, you know, these companies, best case scenario, like, we're going to try our best to donate it to a charity, to a shelter. Or, you know, if we can't do that, then we will recycle it. But then sometimes, you know, it does just end up getting thrown out.
It's not a bad idea to send it to a charity or someone in need. But I wonder if there's any market there for them to be in touch with hotels. Because when you sleep at a hotel, the mattress that you're sleeping on has been slept on by, you know, I would imagine hundreds of people before you enter the room.
That's a really good point. And I actually didn't think of that. When I was interviewing the founder of a furniture subscription service, he had mentioned that, you know, there have been a couple of mattress companies that had reached out and said, hey, we have this return mattress. Would you want to use it? And he said, you know, he hasn't done that because they just don't have the logistics set up. But that, you know, is one avenue that some of these companies were thinking about taking.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Stephanie Yang joining us. Stephanie, thanks for coming on the show.
Great. Thank you so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.